Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. To some people, Jesus is a controversial figure. Some people think he's just a myth. Others think he's a prophet. And still others think he was a wise teacher who lived a long time ago. But what do you think about Jesus? Who is he to you? Hello, friend. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host, and I welcome you to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 21 other major languages. If you're tuning in to Hope for Today for the first time, we give you a special welcome. And if you've been a regular listener for a long time, we're glad you've joined us too. If you've been blessed by these weekly programs, we encourage you to tell others. Invite them to listen and tell them where they can tune in. On each program, we take a portion of God's Word and explain what it means and then show how it applies to our lives. If you're not yet a follower of Jesus, then much of what we say won't make sense to you. But you can understand if you will only open your heart to Jesus, because He is the way, the truth, and the life, and He has promised to reveal Himself to those who seek Him sincerely. Now, if you've been tuning in regularly to Hope for Today, then you know that we've been studying from John's Gospel. Our Bible teacher for this series is the late Dr. J. Otis Yoder. He was the founder, first president, and Bible teacher of Heralds of Hope. So here he is with today's teaching in the form of a question. Is this the very Christ? And the scripture portion is John chapter 7 and verses 25 to 31.
Various religions and sects take different views regarding Jesus of Nazareth. Some say he was an outstanding miracle worker, and indeed he was. Some say he is a prophet, maybe not quite equal to Moses, but a very important prophet. And we would say with them, yes, that's true. Christians of every nation, however, believe Jesus to be the Messiah promised and the Savior of all who accept Him, all who believe in Him. We call them believers. I have met them in many different places and from many different lands. For example, from India, I have met believers. I have met Japanese believers. I have met a believer from Swaziland, from Ethiopia, from Egypt, from Greece, from Germany, from Lebanon, from Israel, from the United States. Yes, believers in every nation believe Jesus to be the Messiah, the one whom God had promised, and the Savior of all who accept Him, all who believe in Him. Now, I'd like to read John 7 and verses 25 to 31. I want you to follow in your Bible and listen carefully. Then some of those from Jerusalem said, "Is this not he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaks boldly, and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? However, we know this man where he is from. But when Christ comes, no man knows where he is from." Then Jesus cried in the temple as he taught, saying, "You both know me, and you know where I come from. And I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know. But I know him, for I am from him, and he has sent me." Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. And many of the people believed on him, and said, when Christ comes, will he do more miracles than these which this man has done? Is this the very Christ? I propose to answer this question, yes. Yes, this is the very Christ. In this text which I read are set forth several definite evidences which support my answer. This is the very Christ. First is the mystery of his coming. The identity. He is the one they wanted to kill. And yet there was something mysterious about him, because they said, "We know where he comes from," and yet they were very unsure about him. They said, "Who is this man? Do the rulers really believe that he is the very Christ?" But they said, "We know him." Yes, you could go over there right now to the country where he lived, and you could find the place where he grew up. You could find the town in which he was born. You could find the area where he ministered around the Sea of Galilee. They knew him, and yet there was something mysterious about him because they were so unsure about him. The Bible predicted about the Messiah's coming. Genesis 3:15, that early, God said that the seed of the woman was going to crush the seed of the serpent. And when Jacob bid his sons goodbye in Genesis 49, he said of Judah that the scepter shall not depart from Judah until Shiloh come, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. The prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 7:14 predicted the virgin birth. He said, "The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us." Now I have only quoted three passages in the Old Testament predictions about Jesus, his coming. There's something of a mystery about his coming, but that mystery clears up when you see the predictions in the Bible about him. There is a second evidence I want to call to your attention, the manner of his coming. When Jesus replied to these people, he said, "You know both me, and you know where I come from, and I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true." Moses asked, when God called him from the backside of the desert, he said, "Whom shall I say sent me?" And God said to Moses, "Tell them, I am hath sent you." And then the prophet Isaiah, speaking for God, said, "There is no one like God. Who will you compare me to?" Jesus said, "I have been sent by the true one." He said, "I am one with the true one." Jesus said, "I am from him." It is possible for us to know God too. Not in the same sense in which Jesus has known him, but nonetheless in a very real sense. We can understand God, but the manner of Jesus' coming is very clearly set forth here. No one else has been able to make such claims. He was known by his neighbors and his family, to be sure, and yet he was unknown to them. The reason being, he had been sent from God. That is the manner of his coming. There is a third evidence, the miracles of his coming. They were not able to take him. They would have, but they were not able to take him because his time had not yet come. They tried it, but it did not work. We can very confidently say, Jesus' life was charmed until the time came for them to take him. He himself was a miracle. Many believed on him because of the miracles which he did, we are told in our text. His miracles testified to his truthfulness. 38 miracles are recorded in the Gospels that Jesus performed during his 3.5 years of ministry. No wonder they said, when Christ comes, will he do more miracles than these which this man has done? Of course not, because he was the Christ. And even his birth and his death were miracles. He was born of the Virgin. No one else ever had been, or ever has been. He gave his life on the cross for you and me. He dismissed his spirit and sent it back to God. He said on one occasion, "Nobody takes it from me. I lay it down of myself and I take it up again." His whole life was a miracle. The miracles of his coming. They are clear if you will study the record carefully. The answer to the question, then, is this the very Christ, is yes. On the ground of these evidences, the mystery of his coming, the manner of his coming, and the miracles of his coming. My friend, if you study the record carefully, you will find that the answer must be yes. This is the very Christ. Have you believed on him? Heavenly Father, we want to thank thee now for the clear teaching of thy word, for the words of Jesus so helpful and so sure. I'm asking now for my dear friend right there by his radio. May the Holy Spirit use these words to his great blessing as he turns his heart in faith to Jesus. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
My friend, do you know now who Jesus is? Yes, he is the Son of the living God, the true God, Jehovah, the creator of all things. So, as we read the Gospels, and especially this book of John that we're studying, we understand that Jesus came to earth to provide a way for us to know God. Jesus came to deal with our sin problem so we could be restored to fellowship with God. Jesus gave his life on the cross so that you and I can be forgiven of our sins and adopted into God's family. My friend, I hope this teaching has blessed you. If you have questions, write to us here at Hope for Today. We'll take your questions to the Word of God and find answers for you. The quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Is This the Very Christ? And friend, if you do not have a Bible and can't afford to buy one, please let us know. We will gladly send a copy to you without charge. Now, this offer is only for those who do not have a copy of God's Word and cannot afford to purchase one. If you meet those qualifications, you may request a copy of the Scriptures from us free of charge. Now, once again, the quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3. Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Is This the Very Christ? It's available in print or on an audio CD. Or ask for your free copy of the Bible if you do not have one and can't afford to purchase one. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues our study from John's Gospel with an important message titled, End the Search. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.